I'm WUWM's Angelina Mosier Salazar. More than 100 people gathered in front of the Milwaukee County Courthouse Wednesday morning to demand justice for Joel Acevedo. The 25-year-old worked as a security guard at the downtown Northwestern Mutual building. In April, Acevedo died from injuries sustained in an alleged fight with an off-duty Milwaukee police officer, Michael Mattioli. More than 2 weeks after 25-year-old Acevedo was killed, Mattioli, a 13-year veteran of the Milwaukee Police Department, was charged with first-degree reckless homicide. Mattioli made his initial appearance in court on Wednesday, while protesters outside demanded he be fired and convicted. Elizabeth Brown, a local activist, says that in a city known for its racial and geographic divisions, Joel Acevedo's death has become a rallying point of solidarity.
On the south side, they do their thing. On the north side, we do our thing. And the cries that individuals of color, black men, were being killed, I don't think really resonated. When it don't happen in your community, when it don't happen close to home with you, and then everybody's in the hustle and bustle. Joel Acevedo's death has brought the south side and the north side together, because those cries was the same. We was just in different places and different spaces. And I just think COVID-19 put us all together, and now our cries are being heard, because again, united we stand and divided we fall. So
Eric Flores, a Chicano and an activist with the Milwaukee Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression, says the acts of solidarity are not only confined to Milwaukee.
We're seeing this phenomenon of black and brown unity, you know, all throughout the country. You know, we're seeing it especially in LA, you know, like Boyle Heights neighborhood, and, you know, Compton even. So this is great, you know, but we can't, you know, stop. You know, we have to keep this momentum going, you know, with a common goal as a united front.
Supporters of the Acevedo family are demanding that body cam footage of the incident be released, that two other men involved be charged, and that mental health support be provided for the Acevedo family. Inside the courthouse, Acevedo's sister, Julissa Acevedo, addressed the court, describing her brother as the light of the room and a kind, loving, and sensitive person. The audio of the court appearance was made possible by WISN 12.
This is happening all across the country, and I'm hoping that Joel's case will help change the narrative and shed some light on the many other cases around the country.
Acevedo's sister went on to describe Mattioli's behavior as unacceptable.
This needs to stop. Officers should be held to a higher standard. Their behavior on and off duty matters. And he currently, to this day, shows absolutely zero remorse for killing my brother.
Mattioli did not address the court, but his attorney did and responded to Acevedo's sister, calling her comments understandable.
The idea, though, that justice needs to be served is something that will have to take place on another day before a jury of Mr. Mattioli's peers, after an opportunity to defend himself, keeping in mind, of course, that he, like all persons charged with crimes in this country, is presumed innocent unless and until the state demonstrates by evidence beyond a reasonable doubt as to each element of the crime that he is guilty.
Although currently suspended from the police force, Mattioli is still receiving a paycheck. It is ultimately up to the Fire and Police Commission to decide whether Mattioli should stay on the force. The FPC is currently investigating the matter. As for criminal charges, if found guilty, he could serve up to 60 years in prison. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for July 13th. Angelina Mosier-Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.